Nashville tourism has experienced a meteoric rise, regularly leading the nation in annual growth. But to keep up the success in the new year, the Convention and Visitors Corporation is looking worldwide to woo more tourists. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Internationally, the message is pretty simple. Music, barbecue, whiskey. Broadcasting that to the world has helped make Tennessee the fastest-growing U.S. destination for travelers abroad, and British Airways jumped this year to daily nonstop flights from London, tapping local talent to spread the word on UK radio.
Hey there, I'm Rivers Rutherford, and I'm here with British Airways, plugging you straight into Music Row Nashville with a vintage and rare archtop guitar.
I think you have a vision of what Nashville is going to be like in your imagination. You know the music. Yeah, I was just intrigued.
That's Sarah Francois, a Brit living in New York. Over the Christmas holidays, she surprised her brother Michael by flying him in from London for their first visit to the South.
You have Jack Daniels on every single tube and underground platform in London, advertising big and large, so you should have some traffic from that.
Jack Daniels. All sorts of tourists name the distillery as a reason for coming. Even growing up in Mumbai, India, tourists Lalita and Mohit knew the reputation.
Nashville was always on everything, and then teenagers, I saw the name on my favorite bottle of liquor. So.
Once here, he found Lower Broadway mesmerizing.
Just walking down the Broadway, right? Like, everybody plays with the door open. That's the whole different experience of music.
In the new year, the Visitors Bureau says it'll keep advertising in the city of London, along with Germany and Australia. And several southeastern states actually work together to market in Japan. All that effort acknowledges that Nashville is so popular within the states that it can't move the needle that much more. But internationally, there are more untapped tourism dollars to chase. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.